Well, it was looking like Victoria had successfully stamped out the state's second Delta outbreak. But tonight, Victorians are again going into lockdown after five new mystery infections were confirmed today. The seven-day shutdown for the entire state starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Samantha Donovan joins me from Melbourne. Sam, this is the sixth lockdown for Melburnians. How has the Premier justified it?
Well, Linda, he's really emphasised that speed in cracking down on this latest outbreak is crucial. As you mentioned, we've got five mystery cases today and two separate chains of transmission. Genomic testing is underway, but it's just not clear yet where the index cases for these two chains have picked up the virus. Here's the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, announcing the lockdown.
None of us want to be in a situation where we have to lock down again, but this Delta variant moves so fast that with even a handful of positive cases that can't be linked and that haven't been in isolation throughout their infectious period, there is no alternative for us but to listen to our public health experts, take their advice and make the decision, the very difficult decision that my Cabinet colleagues and I have just made on advice.
Linda, this lockdown announcement is a little different, I suppose, in that the federal government has now made it clear it's backing fast and hard lockdowns as the best weapon against the Delta variant. When the Premier's previously announced lockdowns, that hasn't been the case. And as speculation began today that Victoria was heading into another shutdown, Mr. Andrews said repeatedly he didn't want his state to be like Sydney. And in making the lockdown announcement this evening, it was clear he was obliquely referring to the New South Wales capital.
We only get one chance to act fast. And the advice to me from the experts is that if we were to wait even just a few days, there's every chance that instead of being locked down for a week, this gets away from us and we are potentially locked down until we all get vaccinated. And that's months away. Others are living that at the moment. We wish them well and we're supporting them, but we do not want that here. I am determined to do everything, popular or otherwise, to avoid that happening to us. We've been through that long, long lockdown. We did that last year. We don't want to go back to that.
Daniel Andrews there. Samantha, what more can you tell us about the restrictions themselves under this lockdown?
Well, just to reiterate, Linda, it is 7 days from 8 o'clock tonight for the whole state. And again, the five reasons to leave home will be in place. We Victorians are very familiar with them. They are getting food and essentials, exercising for a maximum of 2 hours and only in a maximum group of two. You can go out for care or caregiving that's essential, work or education if you can't do it from home, as well as getting vaccinated. Now, face masks remain mandatory indoors and outdoors, unless you're at home, of course. That's been the situation for the last few weeks anyway. Public gatherings won't be permitted. Private gatherings are also banned, except if you're with your partner or a bubble buddy. And childcare will remain open, Linda, but most schools will close, except for a couple of exceptions for children, for example, with a disability. And arrangements for the border communities will remain the same.
And these mystery cases, Sam, that have triggered the lockdown, what's known about them?
Well, the figures were a little confusing today, Linda. Eight new cases were confirmed today, six officially, two will go into tomorrow's tally. Now, three of the eight are linked to a known case and were in isolation for their infectious period, so they're not the big worry. But the sources of another five infections are yet to be confirmed, so that genomic testing is underway. And they appear to stem from two chains of transmission in Melbourne. One involves a man in his 20s from the inner northwestern suburb of Maribyrnong, and the other chain starts with a female staff member from Altaqua College in Melbourne's outer west. Now, she lives in the city's southwest, and her partner and two relatives from a separate household are now infected, and obviously many thousands of tests now underway.
Okay, thanks very much, Sam. Samantha Donovan, our reporter in Melbourne.